You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Thanks for hanging out with your boys on a Monday morning.
Cyber Monday morning, Dom.
What are you getting?
I just made a purchase about 30 seconds ago. I picked up a new digital meat thermometer and new cookie sheets.
A digital meat thermometer.
Yeah, so I can poke my steaks and stuff now when I'm smoking them and see where it's at. It was $13, down from $30.
Holy crap.
Thanks, Cyber Monday.
How much were your cookie sheets?
Like 14 bucks, down from like 35.
Well, way to stimulate the economy,
Darren. I needed cookie sheets. Lame. Of all the random things that I needed.
That is your domesticated life. You know, you got all these men who are listening. We got men and women who listen to the show, but all the men who are listening right now are like, I'm going to get me a new...
Well, see, I had to balance the cookie sheets with the meat thermometer. See, it's all about the balance, Tom.
I don't know if it balances that much. It's all on one side of the ledger.
No. Men love meat.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Are you ready to take care of a problem?
Yeah, dude.
Here we go.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
She sent this in on Facebook. If you want to reach out to us at any point there, you can just search Dom and Jeremy. Dom with an M. Dom and Jeremy. And send us a note. Now, she says, no name, please. So we're going to call her Trisha. Hi, boys. I heard you talking on the show about people hiding cash from their spouse. So I dug up the original story, Jeremy, that she's talking about. It was that something like 37% of people have a secret stash of cash, and they're hiding an average of $2,000.
Okay.
And I thought, wow, that sounds really high to me.
Yeah.
And then we get Trisha's story. She goes, I heard you talking about this. She writes, it made me laugh when I heard that because just the night before, I found a hidden stash of money that apparently my husband has. I wasn't looking for it. Now, I know you're going to be
some skeptical,
cynical about that. I wasn't looking for it, but I went to find a screwdriver in the garage and opened a box on a shelf, and there were two huge wads of cash. I got flustered and put them back right away like I'd done something wrong. She writes, then I thought, wait, this is my house too. So I went back to the garage and counted it all up. It's mostly $100 bills with some 50s and 20s, but it was $6,300. Trisha writes, I haven't said anything about it to my husband yet, but he obviously didn't want me to know about it. But my question is, do you say something when you find that or just act like you still don't know? I'm really curious. Please help. Thanks. I love your show. No name, please.
Oh, come on. What's she Trisha. So scared of? Just ask and say, what is this? What are you doing?
Well,
why not?
I can see a couple of reasons why you wouldn't ever want to bring it up. Because one is... Or maybe we shouldn't say, we should let the listeners call in, because I don't want to steal anybody's thunder. But I can think of one very good reason why you would never bring it up.
Well, because he's, are we not saying anything? He is going to automatically assume that you are snooping and going through his stuff, right? Is that kind of what you're thinking?
That's not what I was thinking.
Okay, well, then that's a different section of it. Then he's like, what else are you going through? Why are you doing that? And again... It's a husband, right?
It's her husband.
Ooh, have a conversation with your husband. Ooh.
See, the thing is, if you...
Talk about it.
If you find 500 bucks, that's one thing. If you find 1,000, that's a lot of money. $6,300 is a hefty sum of cash to keep wadded up into two wads of $100 bills.
Maybe. I don't know. It's just an emergency stash of money.
That's a hell of an emergency stash.
I don't know.
Here's our phone number. We would love to hear from you at 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Her question is, do you say something when you find that much money, or do you just act like you still don't know?
I would need to know if he's in a business where he gets tips and stuff a lot. And maybe it's just his own little thing where he's never said anything. He's never come home and said, you know, I got so and such a tip for doing such and such. If he's a plumber or whatever. And just over the years, he's just tucked back his tips. I would need that information.
But it seems like if that was the case, that would be the first thing that would go through her mind. So I'm going to say he's probably not in the tipped business. Here's our number, 303-691-1MIX. You should call right now, 691-1649. We need 5 calls. You should be one of them, please.
East.com.
Dumb and Jeremy.
Veritable who's who of ha-ha.
So we got this note from a woman. We're going to call her Trisha. She found that her husband had stashed $6,300 in mostly $100 bills in a drawer out in the garage. Her question is, do you say something when you find that, or do you just act like you don't know?
And we're all suspicious.
I am going to grab some calls before I read some of these that came in to Facebook. Here's Shem. Shem, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Yeah, good morning.
So what do you think? Does she say anything or no?
Yeah, not outright, because that money could have been for anything. Like, he could be giving drugs, he's planning getaway money, could have been saving money to buy her something. Because I remember when I was slinging Booger Sugar, I put $250,000 in the floor and kept it quiet. So,
shut up, shit.
$250,000? Buddy. What?
The way she should tell him would be something like, I found this money, and like kind of dump it out in front of him and then accuse him of like, are you dealing drugs? Make him sound like he's doing something.
Maybe. Like, how much money was it, Dom? $6,300?
$6,300.
Wouldn't it be better if she was like, sugar? No booger sugar. If she was like standing in the kitchen and she's like, I just really want to do a kitchen remodel. I wonder how much it would cost us. Maybe somewhere in the vicinity of $6,300, I would imagine. What do you think? Bring it up like that instead of going right to drugs?
Because this guy could be like a banker or a carpenter, and, you know, he might be trying to do a shady life or feel like he's being a shady person just to have some excitement in his life.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
All kinds of people do that nonsense, you know?
Well, that's true.
You might
true.
Be right, man.
About
Shem,
it, but...
Shem, listen, we got to take some other calls. I just want you to say thank you for an entertaining call, and secondly, I want to tell you to stay out of jail, okay?
Right on.
Okay.
Bye, buddy. Interesting perspective.
Yeah. Here's Laura. Laura, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what are you going to tell Trisha?
I would say don't say anything right away about it. She should do some more investigating first to see if there's other places in his life that she's finding him keeping secrets, or maybe he's got something going on the side, or... Because that's a lot of money. That's getaway money. That's enough money to, like, you know, get himself another place or whatever.
Right. I mean, it's not going to get you that far. $6,300 won't get you
that
far.
But it's a good start. It's a good
but
start.
It's enough to rent an apartment for the first month.
In Denver, yes.
For the first 3 weeks, you said that she should do more investigating. How do you suppose she would go about doing that?
I mean, if she's thinking that he's got, like, another relationship or something, you know, like, maybe she's looking at his text messages or just other aspects of his life.
She's got to start following him. She's got to follow him.
She needs to figure out why he's got this money on the side. And I seriously doubt it's for a surprise gift for her.
It's time to put cameras up. Got to put cameras up in the garage to see what's going on.
All you're going to see is him stuffing it in there.
If she can discover or get an idea of what is going on his side life, then I would tell her to take the money and don't say anything about it and wait for him to go look for it in the garage one day and it's not there.
My goodness.
Wouldn't
it just be simpler to sit down and say, look, I was looking for a screwdriver. I found $6,300. Instead of doing an investigation or taking it and hiding it, wouldn't it just be simpler?
That's what I'm saying. Just make it simple.
Just very, you know, but not in an accusatory way. Just say, look, I was looking for something. I found $6,300. What's that all about? Because...
Yeah, except then he'll lie, and then she won't know if she should believe him or not.
But But I think if you catch him like that and you just bring it so he doesn't have time to think up some excuse, she'll be able to tell in the first 10 seconds without you having to do
maybe
an investigation.
Even if he tells maybe 100% of the truth, she's going to think he's lying.
Yeah. She's not going to believe the answer that he gives her anyway.
She's going into this with...
She at least needs to do some investigating first.
All right. Laura, I'm glad you called us. I hope you have a great Monday.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Here's Marcella. Marcella, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, baby.
Hello. All right, so we've got one vote for say something, one vote for don't say something. What do you think?
So I think it's really a different perspective. She has to really think about what her relationship is, where it's at. You know, what could be the reasons that he's hoarding this money? So for me, I do the same thing. I save thousands and thousands of dollars in cash because my husband is a spender. And with these uncertain days, nobody knows if we're going to have a job tomorrow or not. And if he knows it's there, he'll spend it. So I hide it so that if we need it, we have it.
How much are we talking? How much?
I've gotten up to $12,000 before. So, yeah,
let me ask you this.
Where's it at?
Yeah, that's my question. That is, where do you hide it? You can tell us. We don't know where you live. We can't come over. Where is it?
I have a little, like, fake book that looks like a cookbook.
Oh, the old fake book trick.
Oh, fantastic.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, he'll never touch that.
He never cooks.
Oh.
Well, my husband is the chef, but...
Well, then why do you have it in a fake cookbook?
What are you doing, man?
He doesn't use cookbooks.
Okay, all right.
There'll be that one time that he's looking to make some sort of special tiramisu. He'll pull that thing open and $10,000 falls
gone
out.
And guess who's getting a new motorcycle?
I mean, and if it ever came to it, like, I would be like, you know, I just save because if you don't know it's there, you won't spend it. So it's not to be, it's just our kind of like, to me, it's my
I think a lot of people do that. It's just a security thing, knowing that you got it at home.
Yeah,
Marcella,
because
the Rona
I came up, you know, where we don't have anything, and then the Rona is definitely just an uncertain day. So,
well, I'm glad you called. You go have a great day, okay, Marcella?
You too, boys.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
It reminds me of Nick Nack's grandpa. When he passed, they actually had to go through the house and search for cash because he was the guy. Like, he went and right before he died, sadly, he went with a bag of cash and purchased a new Buick. And he walked in with a paper bag full of like $30,000 and bought the car.
Oh my goodness.
But it was just that era of they didn't trust banks or anything. So
Did they dig anything up?
They found stuff all throughout the house.
Oh man.
Isn't that crazy?
That's a fun little like scavenger hunt,
isn't
it?
Yeah, everyone come over, look for money.
Well, maybe fun isn't the right word. I mean, a man has died.
A man has died, Tom.
Sorry. Here's Ann. Ann, you probably are going to get the last word on this. What do you think? Should she say something or should she not?
Well, I have a kind of a different answer. I don't have a yes or no answer. I think she should take a portion of it and just relocate it and turn it around on him
What?
So that he has to ask her.
And then just play dumb. You must be losing it, honey. I don't know
squirrels.
What you're talking about.
Might have been squirrels.
Are you okay? Are you forgetting things?
Well, then he has to come and say, hey, honey, I'm missing some money. Have you seen it? And then they can... talk about it.
As a matter of fact, I have. Shushing. Well,
why don't you just eliminate them? If the ultimate goal is just to talk about it, why not eliminate the step of
just
taking some
talk
of it?
To him about it.
I mean, you're adding a step that's not necessary.
Well, because he was the one that was hiding it in the first place.
Well,
so he
I know.
Have to come clean.
But
and,
marriage
and
shouldn't be tit for tat. You know, it shouldn't be, well, you did this sneaky thing, so I'm going to do a sneaky.
I'd be curious if she's got something that she's hiding and that he doesn't know about, too. You know, she's acting all holier than thou. Maybe she knows something that he doesn't know.
Where do you get holier than thou?
Oh,
because
she's like, well, she's so
wrote.
Perfect. I'm not hiding anything. I'm
she
not keeping secrets.
That.
Oh, you can tell.
No, you cannot.
You can. I would
I
never
am on
hide
Trisha's
anything.
Side. And thank you for your take the money call.
Half the money.
Thank you, boys.
Thanks, Ann.
Thanks a lot. We appreciate you being on the show. Let me read a couple of them that came in on Facebook. I got to dig them back up. Candace wrote, no, don't say anything. He could very well be hiding that in order to surprise you with something really special, and all you'll do is spoil everything. Did you ever think about that, people?
Yeah. Why does everybody got to be so negative?
And then the question after that, the follow-up to Candace would be, what's the time frame then? If he's got that, I mean, do you give him 1 year to do something special with it? But what if he's saving for multiple years to, like, take her on a $20,000 trip somewhere?
Yeah, you're going to Italy.
So I don't know if there's a time limit on that. And then Sam said, of course you ask. He could be selling drugs or something. That's like what Shem was talking about.
Booger sugar.
Booger sugar.
That's funny.
So we ended up with two calls that said don't say something, one that said say something, and one that said steal half
and then wait. Oh, just talk to him. My goodness.
I am going to say, yeah. Just talk to him. Where is all the people who always say there's not enough communication in marriage? Where are all those? Because I'm the guy who says there's too much communication in marriage. Where is all the crew that always talks about how you just need to talk all the time?
I don't know.
They didn't weigh in on this.
Not once.
They said, hire a private investigator or steal half of it.
Follow him. And he's doing something illegal.
Trisha, we are going to demand a follow-up. I'm even going to make a note on here that we are going to follow up with you. I am going to want to know how this turns out. Wouldn't you want to know how it turns out?
Did I ever tell you the story of, it was my parents'
I like stories.
Friends. It's a sad story, but a good story, where the son, his dad had very bad dementia, and he was going to see him in hospice. And, you know, the dad wasn't recognizing anybody in the family, but the dad kept saying, the dresser in the garage, the dresser in the garage. Every time the son would go over for a week, all the dad would say is, dresser in the garage, dresser in the garage. And he wouldn't even recognize his son or anything like that. So sadly, he passed, and the son was over at the house kind of cleaning things out. And he's like, for some reason, the dresser in the garage came to mind as he was cleaning the garage. Sure enough, dresser in the garage. Open up the bottom drawer, there was $150,000 in cash in it. And the dad was just trying to relay that information. Yeah. While battling dementia. Isn't that crazy? And his dad just over the years, again, older generation, stashing cash.
What took them so long? If he kept saying that over and over again,
I would
run.
You know, it was one of those things where he was battling a sickness and he was saying random things. And they're just kind of like, okay, dad, okay, you know, we love you. And it was just
$150K
in the garage.
That's like out of a movie.
I know. It's like, whoa. Crazy.
Did you ever see that movie about the people who find the money in the plane crash?
No.
What's it called?
We're just full of good stories here.
A Simple Secret. Billy Bob Thornton's in it. What's that movie called? And they come across a plane crash, a private plane, like a little Cessna or whatever. And they look through it, and there's, like, besides the dead pilot or whatever, there's like $1 million or something in there.
It's like,
and then it becomes
this
whole thing. What do you do with that? You know,
you only take half.
Right.